This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, the live Sunday edition. You can call in and talk about anything that's on your mind. That's why we call it Free Talk Live, because you're free to call in and talk live here on the air. If it is between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Time, no matter where you are, we're on the air. Free Talk Live. The number is 855-450-3733. And you can use our Discord chat and sound a lot better. Discord.freetalklive.com has got all the information for you. It's Mark.
I'm Laurel.
And Daryl.
855-450-3733. Let's go to the phones. We've got Sarah calling in from New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, you know, as we know, like half of the Amtrak train services has been converted to bus services.
That's correct.
So my question is, when did all this happen, and why are they doing this?
Well, relatively recently, in the last few decades, people have determined that train travel is it's inefficient as far as cost, speed, you know, those kind of things. You would think you'd be able to trade cost for speed, but you can't. If you want to trade cost for speed, you better drive your Prius, because it's not going to work on trains. Buses, to some extent, but it's not even that much cheaper to take a bus than it is an airplane. Airplanes are fast.
Depends on how far you're going.
It depends. Yep.
Also, the trains are pretty cost-effective up in the Northeast, where the population density is really high.
Sure. If you're going from Boston or from Burlington to New York City or something like that, it can make some sense. But, I mean, honestly, if I get a parking lot outside of the city and just take their inner city rail, the light rail, rather than Amtrak, I'm going to save time and money. Plus, there's only one train ride from Brattleboro, Vermont to New York City.
New York.
So I'm going to have to. I can't take the train in the morning and take it out at night. I got to stay in and pay $300 or whatever it is for a hotel room in New York City.
You can actually get a hotel for less than $150.
Hotel and MRSA all at the same time.
I didn't get MRSA.
I bet you know of. Go ahead, Sarah.
Oh, I would know. It's been a month and a half.
Well, the thing is, the Amtrak was meant to connect, like, the long-distance city, like, connecting from, state to state. One time I rode a train from Boston all the way to Seattle, and I made one train switch in Chicago.
In Chicago, yeah.
So it was meant to, like, do long, like, I'm not talking about, like, within, like, state, like, 30 miles, like, you're talking about commuter trains. So then all of them, many of the routes have been replaced by the buses, but I'm pretty upset about it. I'm mad about it because they could continue the train, but to me, it was like the Republican Congress that's for the back behind the petroleum oil. They run a.
But the trains run on diesel.
Yeah, but it costs less oil than the buses would consume.
More importantly, they run on tracks. And those are expensive to maintain.
And also, there's more people per, more servants, I don't know what to call them, Amtrak employees per person on the train than there are
Correct.
For Greyhound bus drivers.
Right, because
especially airline.
A Greyhound, you have the bus driver on the actual thing. With the train, you've got at least one conductor.
Mm-hmm.
You've got at least one person working a food cart somewhere. There's probably somebody else on the train that I don't even know of.
Well, there's the conductor. At the very least, one conductor runs one car. Then there's the snack bar operator, and there's the engineer who's driving the train. Right now, presumably, there's somebody else floating around somewhere. I don't
right.
know for sure, but that's a high level of cost.
Right.
Now, what the train will provide you that the bus will not provide you is a sleeper car. And that's a better way to travel than a bus. But when you, if
you can also get more people on a train than a bus, but if fewer people are using the thing, then, you know, like market forces demand that you reduce the amount of the thing.
Right. I just took a month-long plane train ride across the United States, and one of the nights that I was, now I wasn't on 30 nights, but I probably spent five or six nights, five nights in coach. And of those five nights, one of those nights, I didn't have two seats to myself to stretch out and go to sleep. Only one of them. So, you know, that means the buses, the train car is half empty.
Right.
And that's no way to run a railroad.
Right. And I just recently took a train within the last 3 months. I've taken a train both to and from D.C. and from New York City. I took a bus down to New York City, took a train back. The only time that the train, the Amtrak, was anywhere near full was the segment between New York City and Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm. I'm surprised that D.C. didn't make it there. Sarah, I'm sorry. Trains are going to go the way of stagecoaches. They're about, at this point, they just don't financially make sense.
Well, I don't know, but... Well, are they going to do away with it completely? What do you think that's going
to
happen?
It's up to the it's up to the market forces and the government. Do you think the government should swoop in and pay a lot of money for something that there's not enough of a market?
The government already kind of subsidizes and owns Amtrak to some extent.
Right.
Which just makes for surly Amtrak employees, by the way.
And how much money do you think the government should spend on something that obviously the people aren't demanding?
Well, you know what? They spend so much half of our taxes on war spending, and most of us, we oppose that. They do it anyway.
That's so, not a justification.
Like, right. So hold on. What I hear you saying is, well, they're wasting money on this one thing, so why not waste money on these other things?
Hold on. And, Sarah, that 50% figure, as much as I hate war, that figure is not accurate. That's 50% of discretionary spending goes to the military. It's not 50% of the entire federal budget.
It's more like
it's closer to a third of the entire federal budget.
A little over a quarter. Somewhere between a third and a quarter.
Bob, you're always concerned about my tax dollars. My tax dollars, they go to this. My tax dollars. Okay, but, you know, they wasted in war like one third of
it. They sure do.
Just because they wasted on one thing doesn't mean it's a good idea to waste it on something else.
Right, Sarah, let me...
Get rid of all of it.
Let me be abundantly
clear.
Auction
it off to the highest bidder.
I am a peace activist and a Quaker. I am outraged by the fact that my son is going to have a financial burden of still paying for the American Civil War, the war between the states. Why? Because the government has not been able to get its head out of its butt for over 100 years. And Americans continue to put up with it. And I don't know what else to say about that. Bad spending is bad spending. It doesn't matter whether it's on shoot. You know what? I'll go down on the record on this one, Sarah. I would rather have inefficient bad spending on relatively harmless choo-choos than I would on bombs dropped on people in foreign countries. But I'm against inefficient spending.
Yeah, but, you know, the thing is they do it anyway. We can't complain about it.
Well, no, you can complain all you want. They're not going to listen to you, unfortunately.
Now, here's the question I have for you, Sarah. Why do you think, and I'm not saying you're wrong. As a matter of fact, I think you might be right. But why do you think that your voice for advocating for spending is more powerful than your voice for advocating for saving?
Saving money, you're saying it's okay for 2 million homeless people to be homeless and freezing and starving and no food.
I'm saying that I believe
welfare money, but then we're making bombs and killing people. But that's okay. We can't do nothing about that.
No. You're saying we can't do anything about it. I'm saying I am actually more against war than I am against giving money to the homeless. Now, the idea of giving the money to the homeless, generally, I believe that this is an alcohol slush fund for bums, is what I believe that is.
Mark hates poor people. I'm more willing to give money to a homeless shelter.
Oh, no. I give money to a homeless shelter every single year. You know why? Because poor people aren't in charge of that money. They need those services. However, they have demonstrated over time the inability to care for themselves. That's why they're on the street and smell like urine. 855-450-3733. Thanks for the call, Sarah. 855 450 free. I only say the things other people think here on Free Talk Live. And you can disagree. 855 450 3733.
Did you have caffeine tonight?
Crimes of the Crown by Captain Mark. The crown casts the world in shadow and claims to be our guiding light. Cowards clamor for security from boogeymen and ghost stories. While I say these hobgoblins are imaginary, I say those they propped up as our liberators are now subsisting on our bondage. I say there is freedom in the black, and that's exactly where we intend to go. The crown banishes its own officers for exposing its crimes and tortures dissidents to the brink of madness. It dominates the globe and swallows the wealth of generations, leaving only blood and excrement. The crown calls it piracy to explore frontiers beyond its grasp. So the time has come for us to define the conduct among pirates. I say the crown has trampled our necks long enough. Need decentralized solutions to centralized problems? Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels? Or just want some swag to let the crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratewithoutborders.com. We won't be hard to find.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight, and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
When do you want to spot that burglar? When he's casing your home or after he's in? Ask John, whose Blink camera alerted him of burglars trying to break in while his family was home. Or Shannon, whose Blink camera caught a package thief. Blink motion-activated cameras are wire-free, set up in minutes, and run on two AA batteries that last up to 2 years. Save up to a whopping 40% off all add-on cameras and systems through December 22nd while supplies last. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. It's a live Sunday edition. You can call in, talk about whatever you want. Last call was about Amtrak and why isn't it running more places? And, well, as a fan of trains and somebody who just recently went on an Amtrak trip, I think it's supply and demand is really the answer to the question.
Yeah.
Yeah. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. I want to tell you about hope.freetalklive.com. This holiday season, you will be seeing family members, many of them young. And they're so cute, and they're so delightful to spend time around. I want you to think, take just a few moments to think about kids in Kagoma, Uganda. And I always get that name wrong. It always stumbles me. Jinja, Uganda. The town is Kagoma. Jinja is more like a region, I guess. And how they, what their lives are like. In many cases, AIDS, war, poverty has resulted in them having no parental guidance. There's also ones that have, you know, just their families really don't have it together. And we at Free Talk Live built an orphanage that doubles as sort of a community center in Kagoma. And we're very proud. I mean, by the way, we didn't build it.
We raised the money.
We raised the money with the help of listeners. We coordinated and matched some funds. And we're very proud of our involvement in it and delighted. However, one thing's happened now that they have this great place and they can, you know, take a shower and, you know, have sanitary facilities and all the things that somebody needs. Has a bed with springs. That's really awesome. They're not sleeping in some closet. But like head to toe, it was amazing where they were previously. But now they need an ongoing source of income, something they can be proud of rather than going out and begging. And I think the best thing, talked to plenty of people on this, and we've done some research, and I'm ready to bring it to you guys now, is to buy 6 acres of land in Kagoma that they can walk to, that they can farm, and they can grow some food, they can eat the food, they can also and get a variety of food rather than the same thing every day. It's not nutritionally not positive for humans. And they can also sell the food and pay for their schooling. In this case, actually, there's enough kids there that they can bring in a teacher rather than paying school fees because it's cheaper to bring a teacher in. So it's a great project. If you'll please go to hope.freetalklive.com. That's hope.freetalklive.com. We will have your donation matched. So every dollar you give will be $2 that go to these kids. It's great, and I want to thank everybody who's donated so far. We've raised more than $4,000 at this point. But
what's the goal?
$35,000. So hope.freetalklive.com. Oh, and I said I'd make a promise here, Daryl. This is it. First go round. If we raise this $35,000 by Christmas, I will dye my hair red and green for the holidays.
Oh, I want that.
Yeah. I don't. Believe me. I'm really hoping this doesn't hit till the 26th. Red and green for the holidays, people. Hope.freetalklive.com. And yes, you can present that on every one of the shows, Daryl. You can do a hope read and push it as hard as you want. I will do it. And you can take pictures and whatever.
So on what day will you dye your hair? Because you're going to be gone on the 25th.
All of my hair. Well, I'm coming back with hair, pal. it would probably be, I don't know. Like, what do you think? I mean, I suppose we could pick other colors if it's after Christmas. I mean, I'll tell you what, Daryl. I'll let you pick the appropriateness of the color for this. I just imagined red and green for the holidays, but I think you're right that if we hit it on December 25th, we hit the numbers by, 11:59 p.m. on December 25th. Perhaps red and green aren't appropriate anymore. Maybe blue and gold for the new year. Look, and it's all my hair. There won't be brown left. Well, I can't do anything about the gray, people.
It'll dye better.
Yeah. It'll die nicely, indeed. So I'll put Daryl in charge of that, and believe me, he will make it as sadistic as possible. Don't you worry.
Yes.
It's hope.freetalklive.com.
I think a nice purple with red highlights.
Yeah, I'm fine with it. God, that's hideous. Are you kidding? Yeah. Is it? Yeah. All right, go to Doug in Virginia. Doug, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
I was going to ask you a question about Reagan in 1986 signed a bill that banned the sale of any automatic weapons after that date. To this day that I know of, all Class 3 weapons that are sold has a crime ever been committed with them. My question to y'all would be, seems like that's an unconstitutional law. Has it ever been challenged?
I don't know if it's been challenged or not, but I would agree with you that it is unconstitutional. The right to keep and bear arms doesn't suggest military or non-military grade weapons or anything like that. Admittedly, the Founding Fathers hadn't seen an automatic weapon. However, they also hadn't seen the Internet, and freedom of the press still applies there.
I read recently that you can actually buy a tank. It's legal to buy a tank.
Yes,
it's just really expensive.
It won't fire a weapon, though. And you can't drive it anywhere except around your own land.
That's a little bit over the top. My point was that basically they drove the market for the Class II weapons. Like an M16 is $28,000, which normally costs the government but $500 to manufacture. So an individual that wanted one, even though it's not, it has to pay the tax, pay $28,000. If you took that band off, it would drive that market price down.
Sure.
And that, and then, you know, like you say, the Founding Fathers looked at flintlock. The government had flintlock. People had flintlock. And if it was established today, the government has M16s. The civilian population has M16s. That is our tool against tyranny. In other words, have the people armed with the same weapons that the government has.
Yeah, I tend to think that that's... I know that that's the talking point around the Second Amendment. I don't believe that that's the case. I do believe in rights, and I believe you have, therefore, the right to life, and you have the right to protect your own life. You have the right to build tools, and so you have the right to have an automatic weapon because it's a tool to protect your life. I do not believe, however, that the Second Amendment has been successful in staving off tyranny, because the United States is currently the freest place in the world to own weapons for civilians, best I can tell.
Correct.
And it is sliding down the world's charts as far as economic and social freedoms. So the United States is no longer land of the free. It may be home of the brave. I don't know. But
I disagree. I think what we're seeing happening in Europe, what we're seeing happening with free speech, is being challenged not only in the United States, but in Europe and Australia, et cetera. A lot of these countries are going through the same thing. We're actually seeing the United States hold up better than a lot of these other countries because we have the First Amendment.
Speech.
Yes.
But, when I talk about economic freedom, I mean opening a business, not having a tax burden, things like that. The United States, I think, is at number 17 on the Heritage Foundation's chart. Mm-hmm. Not exactly a bastion of liberalism there. And I can't remember who does the social freedoms chart, but the United States isn't in the top 10
on
that one either.
Cato, in conjunction with the Simon Fraser Institute out of Canada, and there's a German organization that I never can remember
the
name of.
Yeah. Go ahead, Doug.
You're basically, I think the point on the Second Amendment is correct. And the First Amendment, second protects the first, you know.
I agree.
And then the tyranny, like you say, in the government can do pretty much what it wants. And you know the Posse Comitatus statute where the government can't use the military against the civilian population, which has happened in the last couple decades, several instances.
Well, Posse Comitatus was removed by George Bush, the second one.
It was removed then?
Yep. Sorry.
Oh, now they can't use the military against the civilian population if they want to?
Yep.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to check that one out. I'm
going to
verify that one.
Okay, well, we reported on it. I mean, maybe I misinterpreted it at the time, but that was what our reporting was.
Well, my reading of Posse-Comitatus was that the president can actually use the military against the civilian population. It's just that one of his generals can't go do it without him. That
martial law. Yeah, martial law. That's
right.
The military gets. But that's in cases of extreme instances, not just like Waco, Texas, for instance. You know,
Doug, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. 855-450-3733. We're in break, Ian. Look, but there's no audio.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robert Walensky.
The man is pathetic.
Former New York City mayor and current Trump attorney Rudy Giuliani calling Trump's former lawyer Michael Cohen a habitual liar. Giuliani, a guest on ABC's This Week program.
But unless you're God, this man, you will never know what the truth is.
Cohen sentenced to 3 years in federal prison and admits he lied to Congress.
He lies to fit the situation he's in.
Getting rid of Obamacare, a big topic discussed on the Sunday morning talk show circuit. President Trump Trump's White House senior advisor, Stephen Miller, a guest on Face the Nation on CBS. He reacts to the federal judge in Texas who rules Obamacare unconstitutional. Democrats plan an appeal, but Miller predicts the Supreme Court will see it like the judge does in Texas.
The more important question is whether Democrats are going to work with Republicans once Obamacare is ultimately struck down, which we believe it will be.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. The phones are open. You are free to call in. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-3733. And Free Talk Live is brought to you really and truly by the Amplifiers. And I want to thank PorcupineRealEstate.com for being an amplifier, a gold amplifier. Now, besides advertising on Free Talk Live for 7, 8, 9, 10 years, I don't know what it's been, a long time, they also amp because they just, well, they can't get affiliated enough. And I think it's great. I love Mark Warden over there at PorcupineRealEstate.com. And as a matter of fact, Mark Warden helped me buy my house. I've dealt with a lot of realtors in my time, bought and sold a lot of property, not just for me, but, you know, the family and that sort of thing, and different concerned parties. So people tend to consult with me on that. Yes, he's a great realtor. Yes, he caught a problem that would have cost me a lot of money. So PorcupineRealEstate.com, and thanks to all the amplifiers. Daryl Posse Comitatus, you've looked this up.
Yeah, well, tell people where they can find out more about the AMP program and join.
amp.freetalklive.com, thank you.
So the Posse Comitatus was repealed in passage of the 2007 Defense Authorization Bill.
So I was right.
However,
God, I hate it.
The repeal was later repealed
so I was right.
In 2008. And then it was modified in 2011 with the passage of the 2012 National Defense Authorization Act that extended the definition of covered person for who can be indefinitely detained.
Yeah, I have no clue what that means.
You know what indefinite detention is.
Yeah, it's just right? Being locked up without a trial.
Right. So they extended the definition to where basically if they consider you to have some kind of association with something that they deem to be hostile towards the United States, then you can go bye-bye forever.
There you go.
Yeah. And you had mentioned about the Economic Freedom Index. I pulled that up, and the United States, 18th on the list.
So it's
put out
one.
By Heritage. Okay. Right, and I think these ratings just recently came out.
Okay.
Because this is the 2018 ranking.
Right.
And one thing that's interesting, of the countries in the top 10, five of them are monarchies. Four of them do not have a written constitution.
Can you explain to me what a monarchy is by the definition that you're using here? Because I know England's a monarchy, but only sort of.
Yeah, so the United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, and New Zealand are all... Okay. All of those countries, the head of state is Queen Elizabeth II. They are a monarchy.
Yeah, okay. But...
Okay, so...
United Arab Emirates. You're going to dispute that one, too, because the guy is called an emirate, not a king?
No, that's certainly a monarchy.
Monarch.
Also, Liechtenstein is a good example of a free place with a monarch. They've got a prince. And Singapore is economically free, not socially free.
Right.
And they've got a dictator, basically. You can call him a monarch, or you can call him whatever you want. He's functionally a monarch. And so I will not disagree with you that, monarchies and correlations to free. I would say that forms of government and their correlation to freedom is, the democracies, as they're called, get far more credit than they deserve.
Right. And the reason that I point out how many of these are monarchies, and that four of them that I know of don't have written constitutions, is because conservatives love pointing out, we're a constitutional republic. That means freedom. Well, China, also technically a constitutional republic because they have a written constitution, and the name of the country is the People's Republic of China.
Isn't DPRK North Korea?
The Democratic People's Republic of Korea.
And they have a constitution.
Also a constitutional republic.
It's a good one.
Okay, but let's look at the democracies in the Western societies and compare the constitutional governments with the non-ones.
Okay.
And this is really, I think, what we're seeing right now, is that even when, during good times, they have as much as freedom as a constitutional government, when times start to get a little bit more difficult, the government has an easier time cracking down on the people if there's no constitution to protect them. And I think that's what we're seeing going on right now.
Well,
right
New Zealand, now, I mean, New Zealand never had doesn't have a constitution, and it's, are you calling it a monarchy? Let's call it a republic just for kicks.
It's not a republic. If it was a republic, it would be kicked out of the Commonwealth.
All right, whatever. So New Zealand has no constitution at all, does whatever it wants, and has always been near the top of the world.
State.
I love New Zealand. I kind of want to move there. I haven't been there, but I've studied all about it. I don't think the test is, are things good when everybody's getting along? I think the test is, what happens when people stop getting along? And what happens when people start trying to get control of the government so they can control part of the population?
I think that's what's happening in the U.S.
You wind up with an orange man with goofy hair.
And I think that's where the Constitution is going to come into play. Not when everybody's getting along, but when they're not.
I tend to agree with Lysander Spooner that the Constitution's either authorized the tyranny that we have or been powerless to prevent it.
Well, I think that it stops some of it. And that's all you can really ask for from a piece of paper. Obviously, the politicians and the people, they don't stand for the Constitution in any way, shape, or form. It doesn't stop anything because it's just a piece of paper. But when politicians don't pay any attention to it and the people don't hold them to it, you go out there and do a man on the street and ask people what's in the Constitution, you're going to find just as many people believe that you have the right to own a pet as you do as you do the right to free speech.
Well, I would say you do have a right to own a pet. That would technically be enveloped under the Ninth Amendment that says the enumeration of rights is not exhaustive, and you have all other rights.
I think that governments are, even in democracies, aren't run by majorities. They're run by minorities who influence the rest of the population.
So oh, yes.
It's what do
yeah, that's what minorities. Democracy is, because what? You never have a majority of people actually vote.
So what what do those minority populations believe in? And if you have a large minority population believing in the Constitution, they are at the very least going to slow down the oppression of other people's rights when people start to disagree.
Let's go to Doug calling in from Kansas. Doug, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how are you?
All's well.
There's some misperceptions on Amtrak. First of what you talked about earlier. First of all, Amtrak ridership is at an all-time record high.
Really?
You Google that. Yeah.
As a percent of the population?
No, in terms of ridership, real numbers. 31 million people rode Amtrak last fiscal year. Do a Google search on Amtrak ridership. The highest in 30 years. And do you guys know why Amtrak was even founded? Do you have any idea? Have you read up on it? Why the free enterprise system failed at passenger rail? Because the government funded airlines and highways.
That makes
sense. You know that, right?
Makes
sense. You do know why Amtrak was founded, right?
Well, because the private railroad companies couldn't make it.
No, they couldn't because the government built all the highways. They're not required to be subsidy-free. The government built all the airports. Delta didn't pay a dime to build O'Hare or Atlanta or any other airport. They pay fees to land.
It reminds me of the Harry Brown statement where the government will break your leg and then hand you a crutch and you're supposed to say thanks.
Yeah, well, that's not the same thing. For passenger, people go to Europe and other places and say, wow, the United States is a third world passenger rail system. Well, it's because of policy and laws and lobbyists. The highway lobby doesn't want a dime to go to transit or
rail.
All
I can tell you is I can fly to Florida for $120. It's
going
to cost me $600 to take the train.
I hear what you're saying about the government building all the roads. However, also, when you compare to Europe, Europe is a lot more densely populated.
Well, that's a specious argument, too, because the long-distance passenger trains in the United States are at record high, and they've never been invested in.
Before you
they've
go,
never
I
been
think,
improved.
You've got some great points. Check out Romance of the Rails, published by the Cato Institute. And I think you'll
Cato hates Amtrak. Cato hates transit. They're like, you could tell them the sky is blue, they'd argue the other way.
So I guess you're not going to read it, huh? All right. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, Wally, I'll take a look at it. Well, yeah, you don't want the truth, do you?
Well, I just listened. You just had 2 minutes on the radio. Thank you.
Wait.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, mark at freetalklive.com.
You want to know the 37 items you must have to survive a crisis? Then I've got some good news for you. Former CIA officer and New York Times best-selling author Jason Hansen is now giving listeners a free copy of his book, The Escape Bag Blueprint, 37 Items You Must Have to Survive a Crisis. You can claim your copy at freeescapebook.com. Don't delay. Jason reveals the guns, knives, flashlights, and water filters that could save your life in an economic collapse or grid-down event. Get your free book today, freeescapebook.com. Freeescapebook.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's 8:55, 4:50 free here on Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
I'm Laurel.
And Daryl.
We got into an impassioned conversation about Amtrak in the last segment, and I think it's worth pursuing a little bit more. Doug wanted to point out that Amtrak has higher ridership than it has had in like its history, and also that... basically the roads and the airlines have been subsidized by the government. Thus, it's not a fair playing field. So that was why Amtrak was created. I don't think it's a good idea to socialize, railroads, but I can see the point that if your competition's getting free money, obviously they're going to be able to compete better. I tend to wonder why someone would want to make the trip, say, from Brattleboro, Vermont, down to Orlando, because you can't get all the way to Sarasota. Orlando's final station, I think it's Sanford, on a train over the course of probably 2 days and sleep on a...
It's 9 hours from Brattleboro to D.C.
Yeah, and then it's going
to
be...
And probably about that same distance, if not a little further down to Orlando.
Yeah, you're going to sleep at least overnight on one of those big... They've got big, more comfortable chairs than a plane does, but you're in them a lot longer, too.
Right.
So they need to be. You got a lot more leg room. You can get up. You can walk around with a lot more ease.
Yep.
You don't have to worry about the blue glove love from the TSA and those kind of things. But the price tag is prohibitive to travel from here to there compared to an airplane.
Right. And then, if you're taking, say, a shorter trip, like from New Hampshire to New York City or D.C., then the price is going to be a little bit better for an Amtrak than if you were to fly from New Hampshire to D.C. Yes, it would be faster to fly, but then it's one of those questions where you have to ask yourself, would you rather have a little extra money or a little extra time?
The train makes the most sense if the place where you're going to has really good local public transportation
right.
and really high parking rates,
yep,
as in New York City, and also if your trip is only maybe 3 or 4 hours, because then even if the plane ride itself would be shorter, you have to get to the airport in advance, you have to go through security, so by the time you're said and done, even if the plane ride itself is only about an hour, you're going to spend at least 3 or 4 hours dealing with planes and airports,
yep,
so it's actually faster to take the train, even if the train is 3 hours.
Well, even if, I have to agree that I would rather take the train to D.C. from New England, the reason being that the costs of driving to D.C. is significantly higher, like with all the tolls and everything,
right,
that's in there. Plus, once you get there, there's no place to park, and parking is expensive. Yeah, the airline can solve some of those problems, but you know, really, honestly, the government and its TSA program incentivizes people to take things like trains and automobiles. Automobiles compared to planes are basically a suicide pact. I mean, when you look at the statistical likelihood of being harmed in a plane ride versus a an automobile ride, significantly more in an automobile. So I think that people are going to continue to make what really are rational decisions surrounding trains, and rational decisions surrounding trains are, yeah, it's really awesome to take the Empire Builder or the Zephyr and see all those really cool vistas over the course of a day and see that in a lifetime. But that, you know, a trip from Chicago to Seattle or San Francisco.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
I'd rather take a plane. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just not going to make much sense. Going from New England to D.C., okay, you might have me on the train there, because I've taken that trip in planes, trains, and automobiles, and I will say
and it's that about the same amount of time, no matter which way you go.
Yeah, and it's more enjoyable on the train.
It is.
Yeah.
But I don't. As far as costs go, I think it's hard to beat a car with good mileage. Not to say that that's the best way to make a decision.
Except for parking, because if you're going to Manhattan, parking is like $60 a night. It's crazy.
Often you can park outside of the city at the end of a subway line.
But then I'd rather just take the train.
I hear you.
So,
yeah.
So some advice if you're in New England going to New York City, park in Stanford, Connecticut, take the light rail in.
Yeah, it's good advice. Go to Gary calling from Colorado. Gary, you're on Free Talk Live.
Gary?
Hey, good evening. Hey, sorry to diverge from the trains, planes, and automobile conversation.
No, please.
No, it's fine.
Conversation. Hey, I wanted to get Free Talk Live's opinion on what I call workfare versus welfare.
Okay.
And workfare is meaning that I'm a compassionate person, but I think that everybody ought to earn their nickel, their dime, or their quarter as they go along. So a system where there is a welfare system, but you have to work for that income.
I think it gets difficult when you're dealing with mothers with children. Many of the people who receive what we're talking about as welfare are families. In many cases, it's the children that are receiving the benefits because they, their moms are
the WIC, the SNAP,
right? The way it's counted is that the children are receiving it, not the mothers.
Okay, so I was on welfare when my kids were really little, and I thought that one of the really good things about the program, they were trying to get people off of welfare. The welfare itself, I was in Texas at the time, it was $200 a month.
Yeah,
for a family of three. It was ridiculous. The programs to get you off of welfare were great, as long as I could show I was making a certain amount of money, and I started my own. This is when I started my law firm. As long as I could show I was making a certain amount, they subsidized my daycare.
Okay.
So instead of the daycare being $1,000 a month, I was only paying $150, and that was for a year. It was a year transitional daycare assistance so that I could work. So I thought that was really good. And then after
and that's a
year
subsidy
ended,
to your daycare. That's not requiring you to send your kids to a particular daycare,
no,
right?
No, exactly. It's like, okay, like a voucher.
Okay, good. Yeah.
Okay, question on that. I like your ideas. What about a pay-it-forward system? So you have, you know, the single mother on WIC and all these other programs. What if at some point in the future that there's a requirement to pay back the system?
That's called taxes.
No, we all pay those. This is a get out of jail free card. I pay taxes. I don't get these subsidies. There's a subsidized piece where in the future you have received the subsidy, you've gotten back on your feet, and you can support yourself and pay back what you have taken from me as the taxpayer.
Well, you put a libertarian in a difficult position, because what you're saying is how can we design this government program, this inefficient organization, in order to make it more efficient, this immoral organization, to make it more immoral? And, you know, if that's being done, then there's going to be all kinds of proposals from all sides of the gallery here, and including mine, which is everybody who receives welfare should have to have their tubes tied.
Note, Mark does not apply that to government employees who are also receiving stolen money.
Government employees are, that's not the criteria, though. I said the people on welfare, not the government employees.
Well, you had previously said anybody receiving government funding.
No, I don't think I ever said that.
Okay. Yes, you did.
I said receiving government benefit.
Okay, here's what
a benefit has a legal definition.
Here's what the program actually is. In order to get the welfare, I had to cooperate with the government to sue the father of the children so that they could recover the money that they paid me in welfare. So they docked his pay. What do you call it when you take money out of somebody's paycheck?
Yeah, the docked his pay whatever. Yeah.
They garnished
his wages.
Wages. They garnished his wages until they had recovered all of the money that they gave me.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's an interesting conversation, but I consider welfare like all kinds of things, where we subsidize a farmer because they've had a bad year. Everybody has a bad time. Let's make society where they can actually pay back.
I'm trying to think of how many hundreds, if not thousands, of bureaucrats would have to be hired to try to, you know, figure out who are we collecting money from and how much, and then it's just going to be, you know, wasted on hiring the bureaucrats.
Yeah, they're still gonna mess it up no matter what.
Yeah, and you mentioned the corporate welfare and farmers. Ted Turner gets millions of dollars every year in farm subsidies because he has a lot of farmland in Montana. Ted Turner is not a farmer.
No subsidies. No, yes. He's not a farmer. Yeah. So the solution is no subsidies for anybody. Make your own bed and sleep in it.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of how I see it. And that Americans...
Thank you.
Yeah, okay. And if my parents had to, if they had lower taxes to pay, they could have helped me out more. But because they're paying all this money in taxes, then they didn't have as much to help me out with. Mm-hmm.
And, ultimately, whether it's a farmer or whatever it is, if you're... The Americans should bear the weight of the cost of food. There's no reason for the government to subsidize corn but not subsidize lettuce. It doesn't make any sense.
Mm-hmm. Or pinto beans, or red meat, pork, or, yeah, I agree. So,
thanks for the call, Gary. Appreciate it.
Hey, very much. Very appreciate talking to you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
855-450-3733. Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.